Hi there, boys and girls. That's the familiar theme of the Children's Bible Club. We're on the air, so gather around, get settled, and let's have a good time in singing and in the Word of God. You know, I'm finding that when boys and girls find out that the Bible is a book that's really alive, really exciting, and really true, they really want to know what it says. Pastor Hobbs used to tell us, God's not going to hold you responsible for what the preacher or teacher or someone else said. He's going to hold you accountable for what he said in his word. And that's true. So I hope we will all read God's word and ask the Lord to teach us what it's saying. The psalmist said, "The entrance of thy word giveth light." So now, let's sing of God's word and God's light. Choir? Thanks, choir. You can rest a minute while we visit. Kids, did you ever hear this phrase, "Be all that you can be"? That's what the Army says. And the Marines say, "We want a few good men." The Olympics motto is, "Swifter, higher, and stronger." Olympians train for years in order to compete for their country against many other countries. Marine recruits have to go through weeks, even months of tough training to be ready for battle. So, in the Christian battle for Christ, God wants young folks who are willing to go through God's trials and training in order to prepare for His service. The Bible is God's handbook of training and warfare. We must study and learn it. We must humbly, immediately, unquestioningly obey it. An army general doesn't ask his troops, "Would you boys please like to face the enemy today?" No, his troops are trained to be tough. He barks the command and they shout, "Yes, sir!" Well, there's no room for babies or sissies in the army of the Lord either. God wants us to be, as he told General Joshua, "Be strong and have a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed." So be strong and do right, even though it's sometimes hard. I'm glad you're listening to the program today, but I'd also like to tell you that you can look up the Children's Bible Club on the internet, too, and see some very interesting things. You'll find our website at www.childrensbibleclub.com. That's all small case letters, you know, with no spaces between. So find us at www.childrensbibleclub.com and just see what's there. And now, here's the choir before story time.
What day?
The Midianites had swarmed down, ruined crops, and killed flocks, leaving almost nothing. The Israelites were starving under cruel oppression. But Gideon's family would not starve, not if Gideon could help it. He worked feverishly down by the winepress, thrashing wheat. What? The winepress was a strange place to thrash wheat. But there'd be no grape harvest this year, so Gideon hid behind the winepress to thrash wheat for flour to make bread. If God didn't send deliverance soon, they would all surely die. Then, in the middle of Gideon's toil, the angel of the Lord appeared and announced, "The Lord is with you, thou mighty man of valor." Gideon was shocked. He exclaimed, "If the Lord is with us, how can all these tragedies be upon us? We're starving. Where's the God that brought us out of Egypt if he's so great?" Now it seems the angel would have comforted that poor discouraged man, but God had a bigger purpose for Gideon than to sit around and feel sorry for himself. The angel said, "Gideon, you are going to deliver these people. Go in this thy might and save Israel from the Midianites, for I have sent you." Gideon couldn't believe his ears. He blurted, "How can I save Israel? I'm from a poor family, and I'm the youngest child. How could I lead such a cause?" But the angel said, "Don't worry. Just do as I say. God will show you a sign that he'll be with you, and you will deliver your people." Gideon was overwhelmed. It was wonderful news, yet it sounded impossible. Humbly, Gideon begged, "Oh, please, stay here while I prepare a gift for you." The angel kindly agreed, so Gideon prepared goat meat and brought it out to the shade of the oak tree, but the angel wouldn't eat it. After all Gideon's work, what was the meaning of this? The angel said, "Lay the meat and bread on this rock and pour out the broth." And Gideon obeyed. Then the angel touched the offering with his staff, and suddenly, whoosh, fire flamed up out of the rock and licked up the meat and the bread and the broth, and the angel vanished. Gideon was terrified. "I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face," he cried. But God said, "Don't be afraid, you won't die." And Gideon built an altar and worshiped the Lord. Then God said, "Gideon, tear down the altar of Baal, the woods and the high places around it." Oh, if Gideon obeyed that command, he would have to stand against family, friends, religious leaders, and all that opposed the Lord. But Gideon purposed to stand. That night, he led a crew of men and oxen. They pulled down the huge altar of Baal and chopped down the grove. By morning, they were exhausted, but it was done. The altar was down, the trees were cleared, the heathen worship center demolished. They had obeyed God. But the men of the city were furious. They stormed Gideon's house, ready to tear down the door and kill Gideon on the spot. "Wait, wait, men," cried Gideon's father, Joash. "If Baal is such a great god, let him stand up and fight for himself." Good thinking. If Baal was so mighty, he ought to be able to defend himself. At last, the threatening mob went away. Gideon's heart raced. He wanted to obey God, but this seemed like an impossible task. At last God said, "Now, Gideon, go in this thy might. Round up your soldiers." Gideon blew the trumpet and sent out the call. But would anybody come? Oh, yes. In fact, men began to pour in by the thousands. Gideon was overwhelmed. How could he lead such a huge army? He prayed, "Oh, God, is this right? Are you really leading me? Don't let me make a mistake. If it would please you, Lord, let me put a wool fleece on the ground, and in the morning Let all the ground be dry and the fleece be wet with dew. How could Gideon ask such a thing? Why, it would be impossible to have weather so dry that there'd be no dew on the ground and yet one small patch of wool be wet. But God did it. In the morning, the ground was dry. Gideon could walk anywhere without getting his feet wet, but the fleece was soaking wet. Gideon picked it up and wrung the water out, amazed how God had answered his prayer. But again, Gideon asked God for assurance. This time he asked it just backwards, to make the ground wet but the fleece dry. Well, that sounds just as impossible, doesn't it? But God did it. When Gideon went out in the morning, his feet got wet with dew, yet the fleece was as dry and light and fluffy as a powder puff. Gideon had his proof. God had chosen him to lead his people, and he must not delay. If God gave the command, he would also give the power to do the job. God led Gideon in a wonderful way, and God can lead you too. He has a purpose for your life. But you can't wait for a visit by an angel or for God to send signs and wonders. We don't get our commands now from angels or visions or dreams. God had those for special days before his word was completed. Now his word is all we need to trust and obey him. First, receive his command to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Then, obey the precepts of his word to do right and be a bright testimony for him. Be faithful. Do what you should do today, and he will lead you into his will for the future. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.